Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN Local News. A Chattanooga woman facing multiple charges following an arrest in Dade County. Authorities say 39-year-old Amanda Maria Morgan taken into custody on the 20th. She's charged with driving on a suspended license, failure to maintain lane, two counts of possession of Schedule II controlled substance, and possession of methamphetamine. You can view the full arrest report and more at discoverdade.com. Firefighters say a brush fire is under control now in Jackson County. The fire broke out in the Fackler community atop Crow Mountain, where officials say a power line sparked the blaze. Strong winds made it difficult for crews to maintain the fire. The incident caused a widespread power outage, too. Crews from North Alabama Electric worked to restore power. Officials say the situation is now under control. The Georgia State Senate has passed a bill that would expand a ban on cell phone use in public schools to include high school students. Lawmakers unanimously approving House Bill 1009, extending the bell-to-bell restriction to all grades K through 12. Supporters say the move could improve academic performance and student behavior. The measure now heads to Governor Brian Kemp's desk for final approval. In Marion County and the New Hope community, city leaders are moving forward with plans to improve the community park. The mayor and board of aldermen there approving applying for a community development block grant that would help fund the project. Officials say residents are encouraged to complete community surveys, which will help improve the city's chances of receiving the funding. The next city meeting in New Hope is set for April 6th at 5 p.m. That's your KWIN Local News Update. Stay up to date at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, playing the hits of a lifetime, classic hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.